Insider from ParanewsInsider.com. Presented by GrandDarkConspiracy.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for September 23rd, 2013.
I'm back.
Thank you, Arnold.
Stop whining!
Encrypted news? When one thinks of a newly discovered animal, we would tend to think that they would be discovered deep in the jungles of South America, or Africa, or maybe even deep in the ocean, or in a never-before-seen cave. But Los Angeles International Airport? Yep. LAX was the scene of a recent discovery of a new species of legless lizard. These reptilian creatures resemble snakes, but are in fact a different type of animal. They have become adapted to loose soil and are able to dig into the ground where they spend most of their time. Similar creatures were also discovered in other parts of California. A 7.5-inch wide footprint was found in Ashtabula County in Ohio back on August 11th. A woman spotted the lone print in her backyard and was mindful enough to photograph and measure the track. The woman and her husband have reportedly had a number of occurrences over the last few years, including hearing strange things, as well as spotting a dark figure running along train tracks, which happened last year. And in other news, the story I talked about last week about British scientists who claim to have found life in the Earth's stratosphere is still alive and kicking. The scientists still feel strongly that the theory that life on Earth came from space is leading the debate over whether their results are even possible. They claim that no living organism could get this high into the atmosphere, despite claims by other scientists that state volcanoes could easily push living material miles into the atmosphere. The scientists are also sidestepping the possibility that their slides were contaminated in some way. The real results of this will certainly be scrutinized, and almost certainly other similar tests will have to be conducted in order to validate their claims. The panspermia theory suggests that not only can life survive in outer space, but it can also be deposited on planets and spread life forms across the galaxy. And scientists have created the first self-healing material that can heal itself at room temperature. Scientists at the Center for Electrochemical Technologies in Spain have created a material that can put itself back together after being torn or cut and requires no special tools or pressure, only time for it to become one again. The working name of this new material? Well, what else but the Terminator polymer. Conferences and conventions, the last few remaining events on my calendar are the Haunted Springs Paranormal Fest, October 4th through the 6th in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Little Traverse Bay Parafest, October 11th through the 13th in Bayview, Michigan, and the second annual Ghost Excavation Congress Convention, October 18th through the 20th in Bedford, Maryland. I will be speaking on Sunday at that event at 1 o'clock. And on October 29th, I will be at the Westerville Public Library for the fifth straight year. This year, I'm going to concentrate heavily on ghosts and hauntings, and we're going to explore belief and a lot of other factors, as well as how to handle various situations in dealing with ghosts, hauntings, and even more. Again, that takes place October 29th from 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. or until they kick us out. I've had a lot of fun the last few years doing this, and I'm sure this is going to be a packed house once again. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Hey, buddy. Got a dead cat in there or what?
Fuck you, asshole. I'll be back.